Today is a good day to have a conversation, and we are having a very fun conversation with a lead singer of a very popular band.
You know them as the National Parks, and this has become one of our favorite bands over the last couple of years. We find ourselves listening to the music all the time, road tripping. It just feels like travel music. I
It
mean,
does.
so much about what they sing about is places, a lot of national parks, a lot of places that we love. They're a band from Utah, and today the lead singer, Brady Parks, that's also his last name, Parks, is talking with us. So we're very excited about this. You guys have actually, if you don't know the name National Parks, which most of you probably do by now, you probably have heard the music without realizing it because we use it in our videos.
Yeah, we do. And we were thinking about sending them a plaque as seen on Chris and Sarah.
We are such this. I can't even believe they entertained the idea of being on our
I
show.
know, I can't believe it either, but here he is, and we're just excited to dive in all things travel and being a musician and what that's really like. I think it's going to be a really enlightening conversation for you to listen to, and we're just so thankful that he said yes to come on this show.
So, without further ado, this is our conversation with Brady Parks of the National Parks. Oh, and be sure to hit that subscribe button and comment, leave a review. What is it people say on podcasting?
Smash that like
No, that's
button.
YouTube.
Oh,
We don't say that either.
we don't say that
Okay,
either.
so subscribe and leave a review.
Leave a review on iTunes. And by the way, we forgot to mention at the top of this, I'm Chris.
And I'm Sarah. While we're all over the place today, let's just get to that conversation.
Thanks, guys. Brady, I feel like Utah is probably cold right now. Is that true?
It is very cold. It is currently snowing outside today, so we
Oh,
love to see it.
we just get cold and never get snow, like
Yeah.
ever.
Wait,
I don't think I've seen snow in years.
where are you guys at?
We're in Tennessee, Chattanooga.
Nice.
So
Nice.
not that wintery.
Yeah,
Yeah.
not that wintry. So it's like, but every time I hear like Utah, I feel like I see sun in my mind, but and I always think it's warm, and it is warm for some of it, right? But I feel like a lot of it is cold and yeah, it's snowy.
Yeah. So Brady, just start out by telling us who you are, what I guess tell us about the national parks. Just introduce for people who may not know the band. Tell them what they need to know.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm Brady. I play guitar and sing in the national parks. We are a folk pop band based out of Utah, and we have a lot of music out there, and it's we love nature. We love being outside. And our music is good companion for road trips and adventures. So.
Singing, ooh, if you'll be mine, then ooh, we will climb, 'cause we belong here with the great Tetons.
That's true.
I
would agree with
I would
that.
agree with that wholeheartedly.
We've done many a road trip, and you guys have been the soundtrack for many of those road trips. So
Oh,
I
heck
have to
yeah.
ask, the name National Parks, is that because you guys are from Utah and you just love the national
Yeah.
parks, or how did that name come
And
about?
how many times does somebody ask you this question?
Yeah. We get asked every Q&A we do, we get asked this question, and it's a great question. There's actually like two sides of the story, and like I have my version, and Sydney, who plays keys and sings in the band, she has her version, and they conflict, and she's not here to tell her tale, so it's just mine today, which is great. So, it all started, so we were kind of jamming together for a while, and when we were thinking of band names, my story is me and Sydney were throwing out band names one night, and she was throwing out a lot of band names that I didn't like. And then I was like, you know what? Let's just forget about it for now. And then we were in college at the time. And I remember walking out of campus and seeing the mountains, and it just hit me like the national parks. And so I called her up. This was the next day. And I was like, hey, I have it. It's the national parks. And her side of the story is that she threw it out the night before when we were brainstorming names, and that I shot it down.
Of course she
But
did.
yeah, but my last name's Parks, so that definitely plays into it. But I've always just loved writing about nature and been really inspired by the themes that you find in nature and how they compare to life and stuff. So it was just a fitting name for sure.
So I would guess that the national parks have had influence in your music. I mean, we know your music and we know that you guys do mention a lot of places. So how has travel impacted your art?
That's a broad question.
No, it's a great question. And it has impacted it significantly. I feel like as a songwriter, I'm very like visual songwriter. Like I have to be able to picture it in my mind for it to make sense for me. And so like everything that I write about has to do with either places I've been or just inspired by nature in general. But yeah, we have several songs that are inspired by different national parks. One of the songs off our latest album is called Angels, and it's inspired by Zion National Park and hiking Angels Landing, which is one of the most treacherous hikes you can do with the most amazing view at the end. So yeah, it's definitely made an impact, and it's definitely a part of who we are, the places that we've been.
We climbed up where the angels land. We looked right at home.
We've done Angel's Landing, and it's beautiful. And you're right, it is treacherous. But I felt like it was, and this is before they permitted it.
Yep.
But like there was so many people. Like I felt like that was the most dangerous part. I don't know about you. Like, I mean, did you feel like that too? Like if no one was there, you could probably do it by yourself, a-okay. Or what was your experience like?
1,000%. It was crazy. I also went before the permitting system, and we were up there and there was like thousands of people hiking it, and you have to like they're holding onto the rail and you have to kind of like go around them and leapfrog the whole way. But luckily when me and Megan, my wife, she is also in the band, she plays violin. When we were hiking it together, we kind of like teamed up. There was a tour guide like bringing a tour with him, and we kind of just like piggybacked on that. So we just, he was like, he was directing traffic. He was like, group up there, you stop, we're going to go and all that. And so we kind of just followed that. But yeah, that was the craziest part. Smart. Was how many people there were. It's insane.
Yeah. I trust no one, especially when they're hanging on to a chain on the side of a cliff. Yeah. That was terrifying. I saw the fear in some of their eyes. I was like, I know that you will push me if you need to.
And we watched somebody do it in cowboy boots, and I'm like, I am so glad I'm not behind that guy right now.
It was so crazy because we were like, you know, very cautious, like every foot is a sure foot and like holding onto the rail and everything. And then I look up and there's this like 11-year-old girl who was like, had already made it to the top and was like running back down, and she was wearing a Teva on one foot and then like a broken foot boot on the other. And she was just like sprinting down. And I was like, okay, maybe I'm taking this a little too seriously. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Kids don't know fear though.
Yeah, that's true.
They're better than we are.
Oh, smokes.
So what is your favorite national park? I mean, I hear Zion because you guys are from Utah, but if you could choose any national park to go to today, where would you go?
That's a great question. I think my overall favorite is Zion. I love it so much. And I think it's because being a band from Utah, it's like easy access to it, but it's also like you guys have been, it's like going onto another planet. It's so beautiful and there's so much to do. And one national park that I really want to go to that I've never been to, surprisingly, is Yosemite. So I'd say that as like the one I want to go to.
We've been to dozens of them now, and I cannot believe we haven't been to Yosemite yet. Yeah. I feel like,
I think we should all go.
That one. Yeah, let's go.
I mean, we're down. So I was watching a couple of your music videos, and in one of them, there was a Sprinter van that looked like it was, you know, traveled in. Was that just a prop for the music video, or do you own like a Sprinter van or travel in that? Like, because being from Utah, I feel like everybody has like some sort of camper, like in something, in some regard. So do you have a camper? Do you travel that way?
Me and Megan, we do own that Sprinter that's in the video. It's a built out camper, cool, converted van. It's kind of a funny story why we have it. So when when me and Megan had our baby, the band was going on tour, and they're in this bus that's called a bandwagon. It's like the size of a bus, but a little more janky and not as smooth of a ride as like a normal bus. And yeah. So it was too bumpy for the baby to come on. And so we decided we would buy this Sprinter and kind of caravan with the bus. So the bus had a driver, we had a driver, and we would just kind of caravan through the night, and our baby would be with us on that. And we've just loved it ever since. It's so fun.
Wow. I'm impressed that you're doing this with a baby too, because you guys have been all over the country this year alone. I mean, maybe I guess tell people, where have you guys been this year? I've seen you perform in, I mean, you guys happened to be in Bend, Oregon the same night we were, but you think the show was sold out? We didn't know about it till it was already happening or something.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We've run into you guys in Bend. We've seen you guys perform in stadiums this year. Like, what has this year looked like? I feel like you guys just took off in 2023.
Oh, thank you. 2023 has been wild for us, and it's been like just one of those years that you kind of dream about having and want to happen for so long, and to kind of feel the momentum of it happening in real time was a really special thing for us. But we've been everywhere. We released an album in the spring and did a all over the country tour. So in the spring we did West Coast, summer we did kind of Pacific Northwest and some Western states as well. And then East Coast we did Midwest and East, in the fall we did Midwest and East Coast. And it was awesome. It was like so many of our biggest shows outside of Utah that we've ever done before. And to see sold out crowds across the country and people singing the new album and the old stuff too. It's just like, I don't know. It was like night after night, just getting chills and feeling like it's actually happening, you know, cause the music industry is kind of crazy and you second guess a lot and you have high highs and low lows and a lot of big dreams. And this was the year that felt like the dreams were starting to actually, like, before our eyes, start to happen. So it was really cool.
Wow.
That's really cool.
So how long have you guys been at this? I know you said you guys named it the National Parks back in college, but how many years has it been that you guys have been playing together?
Yeah, how old are you?
I know. This question makes me feel so old, but we released our first album in 2013. So it's been
okay.
Very cool.
This year, this September, will be 11 years since our debut album came out.
Wow.
We felt like we were kids back then, and we didn't even know what we were doing or anything, and just, you know, going for it. And so it's been fun to have the journey that we've had, even though it's been definitely a grind and different than we thought it would look like, for sure.
If it takes time, to get to you, I'll get to you. Ooh, ooh. If it takes time, if it takes time, to get to you, I'll get to you. Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I am not musical, and well, not very musical, but I just can imagine. Like, I feel like musicians have it's so full of passion, but I feel like it's so draining at the same time. Is that a good way of saying it? I don't know where I'm going with this. I just have so much respect for musicians because I feel like you guys are so dedicated to it, and I don't know where I'm going.
Well, and like you have, I feel like a lot of, for musicians, you know, like you're having to tour to make money. You're having to, you know, go out, like you put out music, and then everybody, I feel like, especially now in today's age, just expects it for free. Mm-hmm. Or like to be able to stream it or listen on Instagram or YouTube or whatever like that. And like you put all this like art out there, and then to be able to see people like appreciate it in real life, like during these concerts, I'm sure is just kind of, it can be overwhelming, I'm sure. And it's just really, it's a different grind than what, like, it's a hard grind, like what you guys do, and like we appreciate it.
Yeah, and I think it's to your point, I feel like there's no, I don't know, there's no guarantee with pursuing this. Like, you put all your heart and time and money into making an album and funding a tour, and the best you can do is hope that it resonates with people and hope that people want to listen and come see you. And so I don't feel like there's like a guarantee to how it's going to go. And you just have to believe in it. And when things aren't working out, it's hard to, I think it's easy to second guess yourself or your art or, you know, how hard you're working. And then when you start to see the fruits of your labor, you start, I don't know, it kind of fuels that belief more. And I think it's a roller coaster that way all the time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And you guys, are you independent? Like, you're not on a label. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. We have a deal right now with a, distributor that has like label services, but we still claim that we're like an independent artist in that regard.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean,
that's like a whole nother level of hustling.
That's a whole, because like, you're not just like the musician, you're like the
entrepreneurs too.
Yeah. You're doing everything. Like that's a lot of work. Amazing. Wow. So when you're traveling, like you're in the Sprinter van, you're caravanning through the country, how much of the country do you actually see, or does it feel like it's just venue after venue, like hallway after hallway?
Yeah. It gets like that for sure. I think, especially now the way we do it, and now our baby's old enough that we all actually were on the bus together this whole year with the band the baby. So it was kind of fun. The sprinter didn't get used as much, which was kind of a bummer, but, but yeah, we drive through the night, we play a show, we drive through the night, we wake up and load in and sound check and play the show and then load out and do it over and over again. And I think sometimes you do feel like I'm in this new place, but I don't get to experience what it is to be in this place. Mm-hmm. But then again, there are a lot of times where we have days off, in cities and we get to explore and just hang out and do our thing. And I think one thing we also really try to do is, during the day, especially on our like headlining tour, we do have, a good chunk of time where we can go do stuff in the city. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of fun to be like, I don't know, in Indianapolis and you're maybe not like in downtown, but you go and there's like thrift stores around and there's cool local restaurants around and you kind of get to experience like a certain section of town that's not necessarily like a big city. And there's just a lot of fun things to do like that we try to get out and do. Food is a big thing for us. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So best food. Who has the best food?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good question.
I'm asking some really broad questions today.
This is good.
Brady, give me a random town in the country. Random city that you've been to.
Where are you going with this?
Minneapolis.
Okay. What's the best food that you've had in Minneapolis, if you can remember?
Oh, man. What did we have in Minneapolis?
That's such a hard question. We're not trying to stump you today, I promise.
Well, I'll go back. So one I do remember is going back to Indianapolis because it was Megan's birthday. And we went out to this Mexican restaurant that was right by the venue. I forget what it was called. But some of the best enchiladas I've ever had. And they had they had this queso chorizo dip that was insane. So
I'm there. Indianapolis is not that far from us. And we can get there.
You can tell it shocked him because he still remembers to this day.
I'll find the name and I'll send it to y'all.
Okay.
Did you try the Juicy Lucy in Minneapolis? I have to ask that.
Juicy Lucy? No. That sounds...
You guys didn't try that?
It's disgusting.
It's like Minneapolis and Wisconsin's thing. Like, it's a burger and then they stuff it with boiling cheese. They inject it with boiling cheese, but it is like a thing in Minneapolis. They love it.
The waitress will come out.
They love it.
Like, it's greasy. It's cold up. It's really cold up there. So I feel like they just want like anything that's hot. Yeah. And the waitress will come out and she's like, now you have to wait 3 minutes before you bite into it because it'll give you like a third degree burn. Oh, and I'm like, what am I eating? Like,
it's weird. That's like a hot pocket.
Next time you're in Minneapolis. Yeah. It's intense.
Dang. All right. We'll have to check it out.
It's like a...
Next time you're in Minneapolis. Yeah.
You know, like we kind of touched on it a little bit, but like, you know, you being an independent artist, you know, and rather than working with a label and doing this and traveling, if you were going to like dedicate time to your business right now, to like your music career, like how much of it is actually like writing and singing and performing music? And then how much of it is, you know, doing like the admin work or booking the venues or, you know, doing all of that stuff. Is there a lot more or like,
it's such a foreign world to us. We don't know the world of music, but I think we're very intrigued by it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say when we started, we didn't have a team. Like we were the team. We did the managing, we did the bookkeeping, we did the venue booking, the tour booking, anything and everything you can think of, it was on us to do. And now we're lucky enough to have like an incredible team. We have amazing management, amazing booking agency, amazing business management. And so there's a lot of things that we used to do that we have a team that does a million times better for us now than we could ever do.
That's awesome.
But yeah, there is a lot outside of music making that goes into this. And yeah, like, I mean, social media is a whole other world that like we have to dedicate ourselves to and spend a lot of time like creating content for. And I actually studied graphic design in college. And so outside of music, I like to do the graphic design work for the band. So like album arts and t-shirt and posters and all that kind of thing. So yeah, I think when you're an independent band, you have to wear a lot of hats and take on different roles. And there's some that I love and some that I don't love. So
for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
I have to ask though, do you still love it as much as you did 11 years ago? Like, is the hustle of all of it? Do you still love music as much as you did that day?
Yeah, for sure. I think even more so. There's just something magical about, I don't know, like as a songwriter, I'll just get this itch and this like need to, I don't know. It's like, it's always been a very cathartic thing for me. And like, I need it and I feel like I need it more than ever. It's a very therapeutic thing for me. And then also there's this very like magical, tangible energy to going out and playing shows for people and all being in that space together. And that's something that I love more and more every time we go out and play. And, you know, the crowds are growing and the energy is there and it's alive and it's electric. And yeah, it's like an addiction. I'm obsessed with every aspect of this. And even recording music is one of my favorite things to do and just be creative in the studio. And that's what I love about doing this career is there's like a season for everything. Like there's touring season. And then when you're kind of burnt out on touring, it's the writing season. And then when you're done writing, it's the recording season. And then it just cycles back through. And I love that aspect to it. Oh, how I long for the wind. It was here and blew away. And like an anchor in the sand, I was forced to stay. Don't leave me like this. I belong to you.
So what season are you in right now? I know it's not touring season. Is it writing or recording?
It is finishing recording season for us.
Wow.
Okay. Very cool.
Okay. Yeah, so congrats. That's exciting.
We have a full new album that's 99.9% done. Just needs to be mixed pretty much. And
dang.
Yeah, it's been a busy year. So
I'm sure.
Didn't you guys just release a lot more music recently?
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's we just crazy. Got new. I mean, I'm excited to have it, but
this
golly.
Year we did a full like coast to coast tour. We released an album. We released a deluxe. We released acoustic EP, and we released an orchestral EP, and then we did a Christmas EP as well. So. Yeah. All while touring,
so you didn't sleep.
And while writing and recording a new album at the same time. So
that's insane.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I will say I love the orchestral. Like that one was like,
thanks.
That hit home for us. Yeah. Absolutely loved that.
Yeah, 100%. And like your music so when we first discovered you guys, I think it was like a playlist. I mean, like there's been songs that we've heard like in the past and like we, you know, we'll hear the national parks and all that. But we use MusicBed for our YouTube videos. And like, we always try to find like real music that has like soul or, you know, like it's not just like underwater school bus kind of music, you know, just like we want something that sounds like real music. And then you guys like showed up on MusicBed. And we just like deep dived into your catalog in it and like just fell like more in love with it. And it's been, like, it's been really refreshing having like real music to like use in YouTube videos.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And thanks for putting that on there.
Yeah, thank
and it
you.
Reminds us of the places we've been. Like, yeah. I mean, you guys sound like a road trip, like we already said. So I think a lot of it is very like almost nostalgic for us. Like, mm-hmm. let's talk about the song Rodeo, because I know that's one song that you guys throw out like a lot of different memories or places. Are those actual memories that you guys have, or those experiences that you've had?
Yeah, everything except for one, which is Tokyo. I've never been to Tokyo, but okay. was,
add that to the list. Yeah,
but soon.
Soon. Okay. Yeah.
It rhymed.
Yeah. The international tour is happening.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, every one of those, besides that, is a distinct experience, especially in mine and Megan's relationship, and you know, so little markers on our path that we've been on. So yeah.
That's really
cool. How cool that you just share that with your wife and now your kid too. That's so yeah. neat.
I think like it's so funny because that song, it always makes me smile, because when you talk about a small town rodeo, I'm like, oh, this guy has traveled.
Because he's been to a small town.
Yeah, rodeo. You've just been to a small town. Like it never fails that we'll end up somewhere and there's some sort of rodeo or clown or circus is in town,
yeah,
or something
for
in a
sure.
small mm-hmm. town. Yeah.
Those
yeah.
small town events are the best.
I know, they really
know what
are.
You're going to find There's in small town America.
Such a vibe every time. Yes. Yeah. when we were funny story about that too. Like when we were filming our music video for Angels, we did it a lot in Idaho and in the Tetons. And yeah. while we kind of stayed at a friend's campground in Idaho, and just like an hour away, there was a small town rodeo happening. And so We went to that and filmed part of it in the music video, and it was just such a random thing. Yeah, it was so fun.
Idaho is something else. I mean, that's a whole topic in and of itself. Yeah. I love Idaho.
Oh yeah,
we were camping at some like random small town. I want to say it was like 2 hours from Boise, somewhere between Boise mm-hmm. and Salt Lake. I could not tell you where. And we were just like camped at this fairground getting work done. I don't know why we were at the fairground. But anyway, we looked out our windows and the whole circus had literally pulled into town. And there's just probably like a 2,000 person town, but they were having a full-blown circus outside of our camper van.
And the campground didn't tell us. We just, they do.
No warning. It's just like there's clowns and the Shriners are out. So that's my memory of like small town Idaho.
That's amazing. Heck yeah.
Circus.
That's so great. And seems very on brand. To jump into a lake out in Seattle. Wander New York City after a show. It's a park bench down in Texas or a small town rodeo. Take me to the mountain, get there on the back roads, meet you at the highs and see you at the lows. Wherever I am with you is where I wanna go. Wherever I am with you is where I wanna go.
So when you're traveling, do you run into people who like recognize you, like who like or like fans of the band, and you're, you know, like are there any memorable interactions that you have, interacting with people like during your travels?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was kind of funny, even at that rodeo that we were at in Idaho, someone came up to us and knew who we were, and that was pretty cool because like our whole management team and stuff were there, so we're like. You know, but it was
we're doing it.
A slight like flex, you know.
that's awesome.
But yeah, it happens occasionally in random spots. One of the most memorable for me, I mean, outside of Utah, it happens quite a bit. Usually when we're with like our parents or our families, which also is like makes us feel kind of cool because it's like, see mom,
right? See mom and dad. Yeah. Those music lessons paid off.
Yeah, exactly. But I remember one time, me and Megan, we flew to Dallas. I have a brother that lives in Texas, and, we all went to, the Coldplay concert. This was a few years ago, in Dallas. And I was in line getting like a concession or something. And someone came up to me and recognized me at the Coldplay concert. And I thought that was like the coolest thing ever. So
That's pretty big. Coldplay's concert and have somebody know you. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah,
that's really cool. Yeah.
And then
that's a good flex.
Another time, this just happened this summer. We were my brothers and my dad. We all went to Tennessee, actually to Nashville for like just a boys golf trip. And I was paying for my golf. My dad and my brother had already paid, and they walked away. And then I went to go pay for my golf, and the guy behind the desk like was like, "Hey, are you in the national parks?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And I still had to pay for my golf, and my brother and my dad weren't even in the room anymore. So they didn't know. So, yeah. But I count it.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You still had to say yes and then pay. That's yeah. Really, that's really funny. Yeah.
Which is good. I'm glad I did.
So, can I ask one more question about like tours and stuff? What I feel like you're going to say that Utah is probably the best crowd or venue you've ever played for. Is that true?
Yeah, got to go with the home. The
okay,
hometown.
Okay. Well, then
yeah.
give me somewhere outside of the state of Utah. Who has had the best crowd or the best concert experience? Like, yeah. I mean, there's some really cool venues across this country.
Yeah, because every concert we go to, like, no matter the artist, they're like, "You guys are the best crowd," and I'm like, "Are we though?" Yeah. Yeah, like, so yeah, so in your mind, unfiltered, who is it?
That is such a great question. I think I might have to name a few just based off the last tour. So Denver and Phoenix were in the spring, and those crowds were absolutely like mind blowing, insane. Nice. And I also grew up in Denver, so it was kind of like, felt like a hometown thing for me too. So it's always holds a special place in my heart. And then
that's pretty cool.
In the fall, I would say Carrboro, North Carolina was
Okay.
Unreal. I think it was our biggest show outside of Utah and Idaho ever.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was like a Tuesday night. It was, I don't know what happened, but it was incredible. And the crowd was amazing. And I'll go, Boston has always been phenomenal for us
too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Interesting. I don't think I've ever seen a concert in any of those places.
At Carrboro. Well, we
actually, Carrboro, isn't that Chapel Hill area? Like, you can see. Okay, I have seen someone there.
Yeah.
Who did we see? I don't remember who we saw there.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. There. Yeah.
Do you know the venue? Was it Cat's Cradle?
It was Cat's Cradle.
Yep. Who did we see?
Mute Math is who we saw there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw Mute Math a long time ago.
That's
awesome.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's where we played that
8 years ago.
That venue is awesome. It's so cool.
That's a great venue.
Yeah.
I can imagine that was a really good one. We had fun at that one.
Yeah. So when you're playing a show as a musician, is it necessary for you to do, it's not the epilogue, what's it called? The encore. Every show ends like in an encore.
This conversation's taking a different
turn. I have to know as an audience member, I know you guys plan it. What is the mindset behind that? Is it just like tradition now for every musician to do that? Or is there something behind it?
So we have actually nixed that for our shows. We don't do that anymore.
Really?
We have in the past, and maybe on like our massive Utah shows, we will just as like a, I don't know, it's kind of a fun thing. And
yeah, absolutely.
But what we do typically now on tour is we just stay up there and say, instead of getting off stage, we're going to stay up here and just play a few more songs and skip that whole awkward silence of us just
go off
like
stage, count to 30.
Yeah. Where we just hide in the shadows, like right off stage.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Super weird.
Yeah. We always know the show has ended when the lights like dim up. We're like, oh, okay. That was, yeah, that's okay, the real
now we
end
can go
of the
home.
Show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had always been curious about that, though. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So I guess we should probably wrap it up. I know that you have a busy schedule, but we do want to ask, what's next? I know you said you have an album that's like 99% done. Do you have anything that you're able to announce, or is that what's next? I guess just go with whatever you feel comfortable saying.
Yeah, for sure. So what's out there right now is we have a handful of spring tour dates that we'll be doing, mostly in Colorado and Texas. So it'll be a quick run. And then we have huge plans for the fall and nothing announced yet, but huge plans for the fall, including the new album that we'll be dropping. And we're just like so excited about this album. It's just to give a little insider information. It's kind of a step back to our roots in a lot of ways. It's a little folkier and just it was the most magical experience to create this album and to write it. And we're just really excited. We think, I don't know. It just feels very true to who we are and who we have been over the years. And we're really excited about that. So yeah, big plans coming up for the fall. And in the meantime, we got a little spring run going on.
Nice. Well, we're excited too.
Yeah.
We'll be on the lookout for all that. So if people have not already listened to your music, go listen to it. Spotify, iTunes, everywhere.
Yeah.
But this was so much fun. Brady, thank you so much for being here. This was
great.
Thank
you. Thanks so much for having me.
Weird questions.
Oh, no, those weren't even weird. Trust me, those were not weird questions.
I never know what's going to come out of his mouth next. He'll start to ask a question. He'll go, I have to ask something. I'm like, oh gosh, what's next?
No, you guys are amazing. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. This is a lot of fun.
Thanks for listening to What No One Tells You with Chris and Sarah. If you have a comment or question that you want answered on the air, be sure to send us a message to hello@chrisandsarah.com, or you can call or text our phone number at 423-825-9572. Thanks for listening.